Eric, can you hear me, bud? Eric, you got me?
I don't think you do.
All right.
Yes.
We'll open up our post-race press conference. Third place finisher, Eric Almirola. Eric, obviously a very, very strong car. Probably not the finish that you wanted. Maybe talk, open it up, talk about your race today at Pocono.
Yeah, before we came to Pocono, if you would have told me I was going to finish third and finish second in a stage and win a stage, I would have said, I'll take it. Let's not even go. But after the car we had and leading all the laps that we had, that we led today, man, it was a hard one to lose, but just really proud of all of our race team. Booga and all the guys brought me a really fast car, and we opted to go and try and score as many stage points as we could and just outpoint them today. And, you know, it got us a couple spots short of a victory, but still had a really fast Smithfield Ford Mustang, and we're keeping some momentum going. That's three top fives in a row, so just really proud of everybody at Stuart Haas Racing.
Thank you, Eric. If you have a question for Eric, please click the raise your hand button, and we'll open it up with Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Eric, you had a great car today. Was there anything you could have you wish would have gone differently with the pit strategy, first of all, and then second of all, with this being a home race for your crew chief, how meaningful is it to get a good run and run as well as you did here today?
Well, it's meaningful to run good any weekend. You know, it's hard to run top five. It's hard to run top 10. It's hard to win these races. So yeah, I'm certainly proud of Booga, and I know this is a special place for him to come, being so close to home. So yeah, I'm happy that we ran as well as we did. But you know, you always win, especially when you have a car that good. But the one thing that's unique about this weekend is that we get another shot tomorrow.
Next, we'll go to Bob Poggers. Good.
Yeah, Eric, I'm just curious if you like the shorter race.
I didn't really notice, to be honest. And I don't mind when they're long either. I feel like, you know, the training that I do and the physical conditioning and stuff that I do, it doesn't make a difference to me. The race starts with a green flag and it ends with a checkered. And as long as I know when it's supposed to end, that's all I care about. So I honestly did not notice that it was much shorter. And I knew that there was a lot of varying strategies because of the length of the stages and the length of the race.
Next, we'll go to Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Eric, I mean, when you see Harvick ahead of you coming off pit road like that after you took two tires, I mean, are you like, I mean, this is over if it stays green at that point, did you know?
No, actually, I thought we were in a really good spot, to be honest. I knew we needed more fuel than everybody else because, you know, we stayed out to score stage points and we ran long on our tank of fuel. So we need more fuel. So we might as well have taken four tires. We couldn't have taken two tires and got enough fuel in it. So that was the right call. And to be honest, if a caution comes out, you know, with 10 laps to go or at any point, once it all cycles out and we're running third, I feel like we're in the best position to win that race. You know, we've got four fresh tires, and arguably the best car. So, I felt like that was a great call by Booga, and, it certainly gave us an opportunity to win.
Thank you.
Next, we'll take one from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Congratulations on your run, Eric. Just wanted to ask you about your relationship with Booga, because I got to tell you, he sounds more like a cheerleader on the radio with you than kind of the contentious relationship he had with Clint over the years. And it really, you guys really just seem to fuel each other.
Yeah, it's a great relationship. And we've worked really hard to build that relationship all the way back to last December when we found out, you know, we were going to be paired together. It started right then. I mean, we've talked almost every single day. We text back and forth. We communicate a lot. And I think that helps. And, you know, I'm just so far different than Clint. And sometimes that's all you need to kind of spark something is a little bit change of chemistry. You know, Booga is very passionate, very fired up. and cares deeply. And, you know, I'm more even keel. I'm more laid back and easygoing. And so I feel like, you know, we certainly offset each other and bring a great balance to our relationship.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go with Jeff Magliacetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Eric. Congratulations. You mentioned your training before. How do you have to make any adjustments to your training regimen when you're going into back-to-back cup races?
Yeah. You know, for me this week, and honestly, the last couple of weeks, I feel like I've been more in a state of recovery, just trying to feel as fresh as I possibly can when I get to the racetrack. You know, not trying to overdo it and run the risk of wearing myself out before I show up for the race weekend. So again, this week, you know, it was pretty light. A lot of you know, calisthenics, body weight, easy riding, easy run, you know, just nothing where I was pushing myself too hard, just so that way that, you know, I was getting a workout in, I felt good, but it was more about just staying fresh.
Thank you, Eric.
Next, we'll go to Mark Arrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Congratulations on a good run, Eric.
Thank you.
You don't often have races where you lead that many laps, you have that good of a car. How tough is it to see a win kind of slip away at the end? You had a great day, but the W wasn't yours.
Yeah, it is tough, but, you know, the wins will come. You know, I've been around this sport long enough and watched, you know, it's hard to win these races. It's hard to run in the top five consistently. And we've done it 3 weeks in a row. It's hard to run in the top 10 consistently, but you see those guys, like, you know, like the guys that you typically see that run in the top five a lot, they consistently put themselves in the top five and then they find themselves with chances to win. So that's our first goal. You know, our first goal is to consistently run in the top 10 or the top five. And then that will, you know, that will put us in position to win races. And so I'm proud of the cars we've been bringing to the racetrack. I'm proud of my team. I'm happy. And when you get on these roles like this, where you consistently run in the top five, you know, it just builds so much confidence in myself, in my crew chief, in my team guys. Everybody walks around with a little more pep in their step, and that just continues to build. And so, you know, I think we're on a good run right now.
As you move now into the second half of the regular season, is the idea now to distance yourself as much as possible from 17th? So maybe down towards the end of the regular season, you guys can be a little more aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think for me, one of the things that I told Booger right from the very beginning of the season is my goal is for Daytona to not matter. You know, I want to go to Daytona and not be in a pressure situation where you gotta outpoint somebody or you gotta just be careful or any of those things. You know, my goal is to win so that Daytona won't matter and we'll be locked in the playoffs, or if we don't win, you know, to have a big enough points gap that Daytona won't matter.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Kelly Crandall. Go ahead, Kelly.
Thank you. Eric, I have two questions. The first being, you mentioned proud of the cars the team's been bringing, three straight top fives. Have you guys done anything differently, tried anything differently the last couple weeks, or has it just been a matter of hitting the setup essentially on these last couple racetracks?
Yes, all of the above. You know, we have, Booga and I have talked about some of the cars we had at Darlington, at Charlotte, and we were bouncing around between you know, different car builds and different setups and trying different things. You know, just because of the gap that we had, we only ran a few races to start the year, and then we sat around for 2 months, and so we didn't really build that great of a notebook. So when the season started back up, you know, we're still guessing a lot, if that's the right way to put it. And so we were trying things, and in Darlington we had a couple good races, but then Charlotte, you know, we were average at best, and the second race was not very good at all. And I feel like we just learned from those races. And, you know, Booga went to work on the cars and came about, you know, coming to the racetrack with different setups and a little bit different things. And it's just seemed to work, you know, and right now the luck and the momentum and everything just seems to be going our way, where four or five races prior to Miami, everything that could go wrong seemed like it did.
And then the second question I had was, there's always seemed to be a little bit of a gap between Kevin and the rest of you guys over at SHR. And I think you mentioned it a little bit on TV. You felt like you were on par with him today. Is that gap closing? Do you feel like today, especially, you could run with him and close that gap and have more than one car up front leading laps and winning races?
I don't know about consistently. I mean, him and Rodney and that whole four team do an incredible job of consistently running at that level. You know, we were able to do it today. So that was good. I'll mark that up as a success. And it was nice to be able to compete with him there and to lead with him behind me. And he got close because he was on a little bit better tires, and I was able to hold him off and actually start to drive off from him a little bit. So that certainly felt good. Anytime you can keep Kevin Harvick behind you and actually start to drive away a little bit, it feels really good. But we've got to continue to build off of this, and we've got to do it consistently. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Eric, great run today. Thank you so much for the time post-race here, and good luck tomorrow.
Yep, thank you guys.